at verse 31. And when you have found that, please stand for the reading of God's word one last time. I'll get there, brother. Hold on. Don't rush me. Don't rush me just yet. Just hold on. I don't have PowerPoint. I'm not cool like the Linton family. I don't have none. I'm old school. I write it down on a piece of paper, and that's what I'm used to. You know, you can't take PowerPoints in a jail, so you got to improvise. And yeah, that's right. So y'all just gonna have to listen to me. I'm the only thing you got to look at, and I apologize for that too. So. Amen. John chapter 5, verse number 31. It reads like this in the King James Version. It says, "If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light." I'd like to share a thought with you that came to me yesterday as I was preparing for today. I was talking with my brother the other day, talking about, you know, if I got time to prepare, I can do pretty good. I can lay out a pretty good message. But if I got short notice, or if I can't prepare like I want to, it usually don't turn out that good. But so it's not going to be one of those good messages. I just got the drop yesterday. So if you're looking for an outstanding message, you might have to go somewhere else. But I'm just messing around, y'all. I want to share this thought with you. Walk among the tombstones. A walk among the tombstones. How many know what we're celebrating this weekend? Memorial Day, right? Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and I'll elaborate a little more as we move along. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the time and opportunity to be in your house, God. And Father, I thank you for the privilege to speak unto your people, a so mighty a people, God. And I pray that you would just give me the words this morning, Lord God, to speak unto your people this day, to edify the body, to build us up in the most holy faith, that nothing can tear us down. And Father, and to look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, Father, we just thank you for this day and this opportunity. And Father, as we gather together, that your presence will be here, touching each and every heart, each and every life. And Father, we just ask that the altar service would be a product of your spirit, Lord God. And when we depart, we say we've been in the presence of God. Show yourself strong in this place. Let your people see it, that they may further believe and depend upon you in all things, and give a testimony of what God has done in their lives. And the church said, amen. All right, children's church, you are dismissed. Hold on, brother. My bad. You got your minds going 1,000 different places. Boy, I tell you what. But anyway, Children's Church, and also on another note, there will not be service tonight. So you can spend time with your families this weekend. So keep that in mind. Don't come showing up at 6:30 and wonder why the doors are locked. Enjoy the afternoon off with your families and everything. There will not be no service tonight. You know, Memorial Day is such an honorable day, and it seems like I get to preach on these. When Pastor David used to do the Fossil Festival, he would ask me to fill in on these days too. And so I got a bunch of them together, but I don't like doing the same ones over again, because, I mean, you don't like living off yesterday's bread, right? You want something hot and fresh for the day, right? Amen. You don't want nothing old and from the past. You want something for the now, you know. I don't like reheating a whole lot of leftovers. I like a fresh cooked meal. I don't know about y'all, but every once in a while, it's good to hear have a reheated thing, but I like freshly cooked. And this thought came to me. I kind of stole it from a movie title that just came out recently. I haven't seen it, but it's just, you know, what is Memorial Day? You know, does anybody have a clue? It's a day that we take and we honor those who have fought and died in battle for the freedom of our country, right? Amen. They paid the ultimate sacrifice. And that's one thing I can say about the United States. We don't spare no expense when it comes to remembering those in our armed forces. I think we should pay them a little more. I think we should do a little bit better for the disabled and things like that. But that's another subject in itself. Well, I'm not here to preach politics, but I think that as far as setting up memorials and setting aside days and things like that, I think we do a pretty good job. We have Memorial Day, we have Labor Day to honor our veterans and our former military. We have Arlington National Cemetery and cemeteries all over the United States that are set aside just for those in the military to be buried, whether they were retired or they fought and died in battle. And we have monuments, and we have, you know, war monuments and memorials for Vietnam War, World War II veterans. We have all of those things, and they're very descriptive. You know, you go up and you, for instance, you read a tombstone of someone that died in the military. It'll have their name. It'll have their branch of service. They were probably in, whether it was the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, Coast Guard. And it'll list their rank, whether they were retired from that branch of service. It'll and even some will have the attributes of what they've done. You know, they'll have Purple Heart Award winner, Navy Cross, Congressional Medal of Honor. They'll have all their honors, and they'll have all those examples inscribed upon those stones or those monuments. You know, we think about. And when we see those and we read those, we kind of get a brief description of the type of person they were. You know, I think it's necessary. That's what I love about this country. They spare no expense, and I think it should be that way. I think we should put that first. We should be priority. We need to see what the foundation was actually built upon. We need to see the examples of those who really paid the ultimate sacrifice. I mean, that's who we should look up to. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people that are our young generations, and they look up to, but they don't, those celebrities and athletes, they don't promote the sacrifice of what this country was actually built upon. We should focus upon that. We should have these so everyone can see what it's actually truly all about. None of those other things can come unless it come from somebody's sacrifice. You know, and every one of them that has gone forth should be remembered. You know, and I thank God that we do those things. I thank God for that. You know, and I try to relate, you know, to us. What about us? How can we relate to this, being as we are civilians? You know, we have memorials and tombstones for those that we love. We go out there and we stand in front of them, and they have who they are, the day they were born, the day they died, and they have a little description: loving mother, sister, aunt, wife, yada yada. They go into a brief description of who they were. And how I want to relate to this today to us is as our spiritual life. What about us? What is our memorial going to be? What are we going to leave behind for the world? What impact are we going to make? Them soldiers, men and women of our armed forces, they left behind the ultimate sacrifice, gave no regard to their life. They put it all down on the line so that you and I could sit here in this nice air-conditioned building and we could talk about the God that we love. What about our sacrifice? What about for the army of the Lord? What memorial are we going to leave behind? You know, I hear people, they say, I don't care what people think of me. Has anybody ever said that? I don't care what they think. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to say what I want. I'm going to be where I want to be, and I'm going to do it however I want to do it. You know, there's people out there that actually believe like that, and think, and in some senses, that's all right. Not in all senses, but in some. And then there's some that just say, I just want to be a good person. I want to be a good person. That's how I want to be remembered. And those things are all fine and well in their sense, but what is the great impact that I'm trying to bring forth tonight? When people walk among our tombstone, what is it going to read? If people think of our legacy, what is it going to be? Was it going to be, well, Brandon Richards was a good man? Brandon Richards spoke his mind. Brandon Richards was he was an honorable person. Those things are good in weight, but you know, as I reflect upon John the Baptist's testimony coming from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he said he was a burning and a shining light. That's what he said, verse number 35. John the Baptist is gone. He said he was a burning and a shining light. He was an example. He was one that was brought up from his youth, from the day he was born, his mama told him, his whole life purpose, what he was going to be. You're going to be the one that prepared the way. You're going to be the one that laid it all out. You're going to be the one that sets up the Messiah. You're the one, and he did. He gave no regard for his life, taking on the most strict vow of the Jewish code, the Nazarite vow, where he couldn't do anything, couldn't cut his hair, lived in the wilderness, eating locusts and wild honey. And if anybody knows me, you know I favor John the Baptist a lot. I think the world of him because he did. He lived a life segregated and set apart straight for the mission of God. If anybody lived in the army of God, it was John the Baptist. Let me give another testimony right quick. You can turn with me there if you want to Luke chapter 7, verse number 24. Let me give you another testimony of what Christ gave on John the Baptist right quick. Luke chapter 7, verse number 24. And it reads like this, and it says, and when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What went you out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went you out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went you out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. This is Jesus speaking. This is all red text right here. This is what our Lord and Savior said about John the Baptist. He said he was among women, among prophets born among women. There is none greater than John the Baptist. And then he throws in this little tag on it. He says, but whoever's least in the kingdom of heaven can be greater than he. See, saints, we all think that certain people have certain callings. We all think that certain people are more anointed than others. We think that we put people on pedestals. Well, this preacher's better than this preacher, and this evangelist is better than this evangelist. And it's not the case. What it is whatever you want to be in God, you can be. He said, whoever's least in the kingdom can be greater than John the Baptist. It's deep as the rabbit hole wants to go. He says, you can go. If you're willing to dedicate yourself to go to that place, guess what? You can go. God says, those who draw nigh unto me, I will what? Draw nigh unto them. You want to get close to God, God will get close to you. You take a step, He's going to take two. God's going to take you two. If you want to go to that limit, He said, I'm looking for somebody that's willing to go there. I'm looking for somebody that's willing to be there. And he says, look, we look at things about trying to build up our life. I want to be remembered as a good person, or I want to be remembered as a tough person, or I want to be remembered as someone that didn't bend or didn't break. No, what we should be remembered, we should take after the examples that are laid before us. Our men and women, you know, you think about those who got those great honors in the military. Let's say a Navy Cross. That's the second highest in the Department of the Navy to the Congressional Medal of Honor, of course. You got the Bronze Star, Silver Star, you got Purple Heart, you got all these awards, and all these are not given to those that are really looking for them. I mean, if you're looking for awards, you're probably not going to get one. If you're looking to promote yourself, you're not going to get one. These men and women received these awards not because they were out looking to get them, it was because of the things that they were doing the most. And I believe it's one word. I believe they received them out of one word. It was love. You say, love in battle? I said, exactly. These men go to boot camp together. These men and women go to boot camp. They go to training together. And then when they live together more than they live with their families. And when they get out there, a Congressional Medal of Honor is not one that gets for their great combat skills. It's one that's given for the sacrifice that they make. They charged a gun heel because a 50 cal had all their brothers and sisters in their armed forces pinned down. They jump on a grenade to save the lives of their platoon, not thinking of their own bodies or their own families or their own lives. They're thinking of those that are fighting around them to save their lives. That's how awards are given. And they're not given for those that are looking for them. They're given to those that to people that aren't looking for themselves. They're looking for some to save someone's life. John the Baptist didn't give no regard to his life. He wasn't out there trying to get the best job. He wasn't out there trying to make the most money. He wasn't out there to try to get into king's court. Jesus said, who did you go out to see? Did you go out to see one dressed in nice apparel and sitting in the king's courts? No, you went out to see a prophet. You went out to see a man who put off of everything of himself and to become the man of God that he was raised to be, that he believed him to be, to fulfill the mission. Am I making sense this morning? Okay, everybody's quiet on me. I know it's not comfortable. Okay, all right. Like I tell everybody else, like I tell everybody here Tuesday night, if I get a message, it's preached to me first before it's ever preached to y'all. Believe me. That's what the sacrifice was made. You know, even our own Savior gave no regard for His own life. Let me read something to you. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Verse number 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, hello, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Here's the award we're talking about. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of the things in heaven and the things in earth and the things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. There it is, simple as a nutshell. There, my message is over. It's done. He said he thought it not robbery to be equal to God. He put off of his godly being and became a servant, the form of a man, and did the task that was set aside for him. That he just, without question, done it. And because he did that, he received a name above every other name, that every name that everyone will bow, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord in heaven and earth, under the earth, everywhere. You know, my point this morning is, you know, so many times we think we put ourselves a priority. What about me, God? What about my life? What am I to do? What am I to be? And God's saying, no. You're missing the whole thing. We've got to put off ourselves. John the Baptist understood this. He said, he must increase, I must decrease. What do you want to be written as your memorial? Well, he's a good man. He spoke his mind. He was a good man. I want the one, not of myself, you know. I want people to think of me and say, you know what? He wasn't very good looking. He wasn't very strong. He wasn't an athlete. He wasn't very educated. He wasn't all of those things. He wasn't rich, powerful. No, but he lived for God. He thought not of himself. He always put his brothers and sisters first. What you done unto the least of these, you've done unto who? My brother. You did unto me. As we go out in this Memorial Day weekend and we think of those, hey, look, man, we have got the perfect examples, man. We've got them right there. These people, men and women of our military, we've got John the Baptist, we've got our Savior. That gave no regard to their lives, that didn't go out and did what they wanted to do. I'm sure there was things they would rather have been. But they chose. They believed in a code. They believed in a purpose. They believed in freedom. And they sacrificed themselves for it. You know, when people walk among the tombstones and they see your name down there, what will it say? Ooh, it's tight. But you know I'm right. I don't want to be one that said, well, he was rich, he was popular. I want it to say he was a burning and a shining light. Today, as we go to the Lord in prayer with everybody standing, if I could get the musicians to come, please. I know it was short this morning. What legacy will you leave behind today, saints? With every head bowed, every eye closed. Talk to God this morning. Seek His face. Draw nigh unto God, and He'll draw nigh unto you. Who are we putting first in our life? Are we putting our reputation, or are we laying aside our life for those that we care about the most? Or do we care about ourselves the most? Hello. Whatever you need this morning, the altars are open. If you need to rededicate that life unto the Savior, come forth. If you just need to talk with Him for anything, come. I'll pray with you. We'll talk to God together. Whoever will, let him come.
Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. Worship Your holy name. And on that day, when my strength is faint, the end draws near and my time has come. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 years and then forever. It's the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Seem like never before. Oh my soul. Worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. Worship Your holy name. Yes, I'll worship Your holy name. Yes, I worship Your holy name. Open my eyes, let me see.
Well, saints, I thank everyone for coming out this time. I know it's a highly travel season and summertime, and it actually kicks off the summer this weekend, but you chose to be here in the house of the Lord. Amen. And I appreciate it, and I know God does. Next week, we have the Mills family coming to be with us. So come out. Be blessed. They're awesome. Brother Mike and Jamil, I've known them a long time, and they're awesome people of God, and they too have sold out and go on the road singing and preaching and delivering the Word of God. So that's my thing. If you take nothing home this morning, just take home. What will my tombstone say? What will my memorial be? What will my memorial be? I think about it a lot, and I know I'm not perfect. God knows. You ask my family, they'll tell you. But I hope I can leave a legacy like John the Baptist. I do. Amen. All hearts and minds clear. Amen. Thank you once again for being in the house of the Lord. Come back next week, Tuesday night as well, 7 o'clock. Brother Steve, would you dismiss us in prayer today?
Father God, we just praise you, Lord. We pray for all those.